Richard, go ahead. If you be in there, go ahead, bud.
Make sure I got it. Yeah, Chad, I've been listening to you and Larry and they're talking, and I had gotten up to take my medication and figured I'd... That's the only other thing I could think of is because I ran into something similar. Nothing changed that I thought, but it ended up being poison ivy and stuff that was on some material that burned, and it basically got on our skin and our lungs from the smoke. So, but that's all I had to add, sir. I'm glad everybody seems to be doing okay. Glad to hear everybody on the radio. KA3JCA.
LZI4. How are you, bud? Go ahead.
Brought me by surprise here. Wait a minute. It's been a lot of activity on up this late. I heard y'all talking about something. Is anybody concerned the fact that somebody might be allergic to something?
We've discussed that a little bit. But, I've never seen... that I've never seen anything this bad. I mean, normally when it's laundry detergent or something like that, it's just a bad rash. But this is, I mean, when you look at it, you go, my goodness, what is going on here? And, I mean, it's that bad. Normally you get, burns or whatnot or sparks, and you just, you say, suck it up, buttercup. But this is not like that. It's, how to describe it. It's a raised ball. Like a shotgun pellet under the skin. It's red. It's just red all over. So I don't know, Andy. I'll ask him about, his laundry or... But, that is a good point. I mean, maybe he ate something that's... giving him an allergy. I don't know.
Sister here, she didn't used to have any problem with fish, but now anything that's fish related isn't in any way going in common. If she comes in contact with her, she'll break out, and sometimes it'll take and get where she can't breathe over it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a closer look tomorrow, and then I'll ask him some more questions to see kind of what's going on. But, Larry, if you're still in there, Ed, y'all pick it up.
P-R-O-N, from what you've been describing, you've already seen one doctor. I think I would get a recommendation from her to some kind of specialist who is used to these kind of things, the dermatologist maybe, or the allergist, and also a battery of tests on it, probably local tests to see just what's going on, to see whether there's some kind of toxin or just what it is. I think it's very serious from your description. I wouldn't wait even more than a day to find out what's going on. The allergies can be very serious, very debilitating, and that's why I'm wondering if it's something in the shop. What would happen if he is not in the shop for a couple of days? Is it still there, or does it go away? Over.
Dad and I are on it. We didn't act overly, we wouldn't want to alarm him or anything, but Dad did bring Linda down there. She took a look at it, and she say much either, so I don't know what that exactly what that means. But we're Dad and I are gonna meet down there in the morning and see if we can find anything that he's done. I don't think so. I think it just may be. I think it may be a little bit of stress. I don't know. He is under the gun a lot, and with expensive material and exotic material, and it has to look good too. And that can and he's young, so I think it may be stress related, but we'll see.
Make a recommendation that you talk to a hypnotherapist who can deal with stress. I am a hypnotist. Stress is one of the things that I've worked with. I've got several CDs that deal with stress, and hypnosis is one way of dealing with that. That might be something for you to check in. I don't know where you find a hypnotherapist down where you are, but I'm sure they're in the area. Over.
I'll find out. I'll run it down and, make sure he's not doing anything that's different. But I do agree with Larry. I think if I can get my hands on a Geiger counter, I don't think that'd be a bad idea. Because, you never know. You never know. If likelihood is some nut is willing to rob material from a nuclear disaster and sell it, then if that's possible, then it ending up in Campobello is possible, especially if your last name is Hightower. You know what I mean?
Talking about radiation, of course, this has got to do with radiation, but is he allergic in any other way to any kind of medicine?
I'm aware of Andy. I was killed for NUE. Several years ago, when I was building engines, I had an engine come into the shop that had a Nicosil bore. It was a combination of nickel and some kind of weird alloy that was, sprayed into the block. And boy, I machined a couple of the bores out, and I got sick, and cut my hand, and some of the material got into just a scratch. But, man, my arm swelled up, and I just, so that is possible. It's very possible. But I don't know. I'll get a magnet and verify that it is stainless. I think I will get some kind of testing equipment to see and make sure it is clean when it comes in the shop. That's got me worried a little bit.
Maybe you. The longer we talk about things, the more stuff just pops into my head. One thing about the material itself, since it is suspect, it's coming offshore again, and who's to say what was used in its final cleaning before it was wrapped and shipped, or what combination of cleaning materials might have been used. I'm assuming here, of course, that when you receive it, you don't perform another cleaning before you actually begin working with it. If that should be the case, then if anything is deposited on the metal and you take its wrapping off and you lay hands on it, you're coming in contact. And here again, we're back to the skin being adversely affected by a lot of things. Then I'll add another comment about stress. I haven't been very stressed in my life, to tell you the truth. But there have been flashpoints. One of them I can't talk about on the air. I was working as a jeweler at the time. A salesperson brought me a diamond ring. It was over a carat. It was loose in its mount. And he just wanted me to tighten it up because he was selling it. The customer knows that it was loose. And without, you know, he stood there over me while I attempted to tighten the diamond. I didn't stop and check it for inclusions. And the moment I put any pressure on the prongs to tighten it, it exploded. It just, because there was so much stress built up in that stone, I added a little bit more to tighten it, and the thing exploded. It was diamond dust. And believe you me, I've never been more stressed in my life. I knew what had happened. I knew what the cost was. And I lived through that. The evidence of what I suspect happened was now dust. Now, the next time this happened, it's a very unusual thing, but the next time that this happened, I absolutely refused. I did examine the stone. I found some suspicious inclusions within the stone, and I stopped right there and put my tools down and refused. The salesperson was the assistant manager, and he was furious. And I just sat there, and I refused. And so the owner was contacted, and I had some explaining to do. And I had every right to stop when I did. It was returned to the source and let them contend with it, because there's just some basic rules you have to follow. And when you know, you can be in a hole pretty quick. You have to follow the rules. That's what I know about stress. KK4JBQ.
Been affected by it. It seems like it's only for him as opposed to anybody else, which makes you wonder about radiation and stuff. Why hasn't somebody else been affected from whatever is going on? But just another couple of ideas. Have learned a lot from the conversation. Over.
Closing.
you? I too am showing my tired, I guess. And I have thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. I hope this has been of some real value, and that things turn out well. You keep at it, Chad. And I really enjoyed being a part of it. KK4 JBQ, I am clear.
As far as there anybody on here at this place, JI4 LZI 4 clear.